The show's going to go having us all in the same room together. Do you think it's going to make it easy, or do you think it's going to be a beautiful mess?
Chaotic.
Yeah.
Why don't we just kick him out, guys?
Should I just leave?
Yep.
No.
No. What do you think, Amy? Do you think this is going to work, or do you think it's going to be tricky?
Tricky, but at least you're here, help us.
Tricky, but we're going to make it work, eh, guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
We say, let's do it on three. One, two, three. Let's do it.
Hey. James of Street, Dave of Bowie, Mick Jagger.
Okay, whack it back. It's time for Speakeasy News.
Well, I was thinking to do making up the news.
You make up the news?
Yeah.
What, like Fox News? All right, Amy, you're talking about making up news, so what would your news article you make up be?
Like,
give us a taste.
Okay, I know on a soul.
Go on, give us the news.
Okay, I want to say. I forgot.
Okay. Well, it's not off to a good start, but carry on.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Maybe give her a hand, Stephen. Make up a piece of news.
Well.
Yeah, this big as up.
Today, Adam, so we got Selena.
Okay.
And she's awesome. She's a good friend. She's pretty awesome. So we should request her a song after this.
Well, that wasn't really news. I love you guys. You're great entertainers, but I think you need me to read the news.
Whatever.
This is all boring. This is like difficult.
This is really what happens. Here's some interesting news, all right?
Yeah.
1 in 10 toddlers. So we all know what toddlers are?
Yeah, baby.
Little baby, yeah.
Like baby
babies,
Amy.
Babies.
Yeah. So 1 in 10 toddlers get up to 3 hours of screen time a day, so watching TV and going on iPads.
No.
Look. Do you guys remember when you were toddlers? What did you guys used to do when you were young?
Well, I'll write, you know, growing up a little bit and watch TV then.
Yeah? Stephen, do you remember when you started watching TV?
Long time ago.
Do you think you were a toddler when you started watching TV?
No.
No? Well, Steve?
I do. I don't. Because if you're a toddler, you have to spend your time with a baby, let baby sleep, play the toys with her, and get them to sleep again.
So?
Yeah. Toddlers can be very tiring. So I can see why people are doing it, because it makes it a little bit easier to work with them.
Yeah.
But what do you guys think? Do you think giving toddlers iPads and TVs is a good idea?
No.
Can I tell a bit of a story?
Sure, go for it.
Second, I got a dog at home, and I pretend I got a baby in real life, but I hasn't. So if I have a child, and if I have a baby as a toddler, I do this wait to the like a bit older, like one or two.
Right.
As the toddler age, no.
Yeah.
I just give him some toys, get a baby net, and play, get him to play himself with the toys.
Yeah. I think it's a bit, when they're that young, you probably don't want to be.
What's the deal there?
Time for this now.
So before one song, Steve, what do you think? Parents struggling with keeping their toddlers entertained. Have you got some advice for them?
I think they should just pay more attention and keep an eye on them.
Yeah. Have you got any idea? What would you give? So say you were babysitting for me, Steve. What would you give Zoe to keep her entertained?
Chocolate.
Oh! Okay, can we do it for you?
Michael, what would you think?
No.
All right, Amy.
Not good diet.
If I babysit Zoe, it's just let her play her toys, play with her, dress up with her, and get her sleep.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And then, Steve, you and I can go off and eat the chocolate somewhere else, eh?
Yeah.
You and I.
Me and Mel can do that part.
Will we give some to Amy?
No. I think you and I are going to go and eat it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Me and Amy, because my mother said no Coke.
Chocolate has to be there.
And no Coke.
And I will give it some Pepsi as well.
If I have a child or not, I never give them Pepsi after they grow up a bit. I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling them what walks
off. I started my Pepsi after I said, obviously, 4 years old.
Did you have one last Friday in Devonport?
Yes, I did.
Are you going to have one this week too?
Yes.
All right, Steve, should we move this one along?
Moving on. We got a song. I Got You, Babe. Well, I don't know.
DFM.
Hey, we're young and we don't know. Won't find out till we grow. Well, I don't know. While that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say I love. I got you.
for a little game.
That's right. So this one we're calling, what did I say it was going to be called? I don't know. Is it a classic, yay or nay? So we're, so we're talking about the best collaborations of all time with music. So there's also other things in the world, like you've got fashion, food, and other things that when you bring them together, two different things,
you get one new one.
Well, there's a lot of food ones.
Yeah, food, God.
So the way it's going to work is I'm going to show you guys what the thing is, and you're going to give us a vote. Is it yay? Is it good? Or is it nay? Is it a bad idea?
Yeah.
All right.
Is it nay? Is it good?
Nay. So yes or no?
Yes or no? Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. Okay, are we ready?
I'm ready real quick. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So should we start with the easy ones?
Yeah.
So this is before we get into the food.
What?
Because the food is going to be the big debate. So I've got a few pictures. All right, here's the first one.
No.
Socks and sandals.
No, quick.
No.
So, yeah, these are socks and sandals, and it sounds like everyone has said no. Stephen, do you want to start off why? Why no?
Because they're not food and they're not tasty.
Yeah, okay. So I see everyone wants to get to the food. But do you think, how do you think they look? Is that stylish?
I don't know.
Unstylish.
Unstylish. Annie, what do you think?
It's not really wearing sandals with socks.
Why not?
Because one is summer, so you have to wear feet or sandals.
Yeah.
So, socks.
Are you saying it's too hot to wear socks with your sandals?
Yeah.
Michael, what do you reckon? Socks and sandals.
I think the socks are somewhat work because it's got hot summer.
Yeah, so are you saying wearing socks in summer, sandals, which are usually associated with summer,
yeah,
it's too hot? Well, that one went. That one seems like everyone agrees you shouldn't wear socks and sandals.
No, socks and sandals, no.
So
it's black suits, quick.
Next one.
All right, the next one. We've got the mullet. So that's business in the front, party in the back. The mullet hairstyle, very popular in the 80s.
Him. Yes.
Is it Billy Ray?
Yep, that's Billy Ray. And here's another mullet.
Totally awesome.
Totally awesome from Stephen.
It's sexy. Yeah, I know.
Michael quite likes it, yeah. Amy.
Do you want to him?
So what do you think, Amy? A mullet, so that hairstyle.
It's
quite cute because it's quite young.
Yeah, well, what about that one?
He's a bit like Michael.
It's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
Let's see what Amy has to say. So, are you going to give this one a yes or a no?
The younger one is a yes.
Yep.
That was a no.
Okay, yes. So Amy's saying...
Yes.
So Amy's saying it looks fine on little kids because it looks kind of cute.
Yes.
So,
but in a grown man, it's a no.
Yeah.
Okay, but Stephen and Michael have given it an overwhelming yes.
I don't listen to them.
Oh, baby.
All right, then. So, Steve and Michael, do you guys think I should grow a mullet?
Yes.
All right. So, keep an eye on the space. I'll be working on my mullet.
So, next one.
Next one.
That's AFM, quick.
Before we get into the food, we've got Heelys.
Oh, quick. No, look, serious.
Heelys. Have you guys, does anyone know what Heelys are?
They're babies.
It's wheels.
Yeah. Heelys, so Amy's right, so it's combining shoes with wheels.
Yeah.
Greg, it's a baby's shoes.
Well, no, they're not for babies, actually. A lot of kids wore these, so when I was at primary school, these were very popular.
Is it size 3?
I don't know what size is, but it caused a lot of kids to break their legs at my school.
Oh, God.
What do you say? Yeah, let's start with Stephen. Heelys, so it's shoes with wheels. Is that a yay or an A?
Yes.
Oh, you think it's a good idea?
Yep.
Why do you like them?
Kids can learn to break.
Yeah, well, they can...
They're like rollerblades.
They are. But I found, rollerblades, but funny, I think, with more accidents.
I would put them on Michael. He would look good in these shoes.
Yeah, what do you think, Michael? Heelys? Yes or no?
I don't care, very yes.
Do you think...
There's a difference to it.
I can see Michael...
And you think Stephen should wear them as well?
Yeah.
And I think Amy should wear them too.
So that's two votes for the Heelys. Amy, what do you think? Heelys?
No, it's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Oh, poor baby.
Oh, it's not dangerous.
It is.
Well, I'm going to say...
I got my hip.
Yeah? You got the hip toy out. I think I'm with Amy. I remember in my school, they actually banned these from everyone using them.
Really?
Because too many kids were knocking out teeth and falling over. So, yeah, I think fun, but probably a bit dangerous. So far we're finding you guys are pretty on par with most stuff. You all seem to like it, except for the mullet and the heelys the boys seem
to prefer.
Well,
I don't know what I'd say.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. If we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. Then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Right, welcome back to Speakeasy FM. Our next one is Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, so continuing on with our interesting collaborations, Steve's just introduced the next one, Hawaiian pizza. So yeah, pineapple on pizza. What do we think, guys?
Yes.
Michael?
I love pizza. You love pizza, Huckley?
I do. But what about, do you have pineapple on your pizza?
I love wine and lamb. They're nice.
I like pepperoni.
All right, so you know, that's actually, there's a lot of people out there who think that that's a... You shouldn't put pineapple on your pizza.
Why don't just silly people?
Yeah.
No, pineapple pizza is good. Speakeasy FM endorses pineapple pizza.
Yeah.
All right, so the next one is ketchup and eggs. Tomato sauce and
eggs. No, no, no.
Oh, Amy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Michael?
I like egg sauce.
Yum.
I like it. Oh, yum, yummy.
Oh, well,
All right, well, Amy, you seem to be quite, seem to feel very strong about this one.
Yeah, no.
So what's your reason?
Egg should be egg and toast.
Yeah.
But not with ketchup.
Not with ketchup. Stephen?
Yeah.
Would you chuck some tomato sauce on your eggs?
Probably.
Michael?
Yes.
Oh, it's the boys split with Amy. Amy, I'm with you, I think.
The boys are awesome. Yeah.
If you got to put tomato sauce...
It has to be a bacon sandwich.
If you got to put tomato sauce on your eggs, you're probably not making them very well.
Yeah.
Next one is ice cream and fries.
Yes.
Ice cream and chips.
Yes. Yep.
Right quick.
Yes.
Ice cream and fries.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
All right. So let's bring it down to the floor again. So, Stephen, you can start.
Yes.
You seem to be quite keen on this one.
Yeah. Because that would just be me, my comfort food.
Oh, yeah. Have you had ice cream and chips?
Sometimes.
Stephen, that's disgusting.
No!
Well, Amy, what you'd find is actually most people have voted that they do like that food.
Wow.
What's nice about it, Steve?
It's just quite tasty.
Oh, yeah? Amy, what do you think? You seem to be quite against this one.
So my honest way of the food that I should be a chef is ice cream should be on ice cream sundaes or ice cream and pancakes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Fries is should be official tips.
And Michael?
What?
Ice cream and chips? Yeah, next.
Nah, I've got a bowl ice cream.
All right, so ice cream in the bowl.
Yeah. No, rice. No, duck.
All right, well, yeah, you heard it here.
So what's next?
All right. And I think possibly...
Avocado.
Ah, goodness me. Sorry, it just goes a second. Technical issues, guys, eh?
Avocado.
Well, the next one is chocolate and avocado.
No!
No!
Amy's getting quite annoyed about this.
Quick! Come on, bro.
Go on, Amy.
God.
I love avocado.
Wait, look.
It's like American food here.
This is from BuzzFeed. So, yeah, Michael, avocado and chocolate.
No.
Avocado.
Quick.
Yeah.
Avocado is with salads and chocolate is just.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think the last one probably. I'd be interested to see what we think. I'm pretty sure I actually know what I think. We've got peanut butter and pickles.
No.
No. Seven.
No.
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 Yeah.
I only with a salad or whatever, you know, like a we've got bean salad or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, have we all had peanut butter and jam?
No.
Oh, my quick.
Okay, so Michael thinks it's quite gross. Amy, what do you think? Peanut butter and pickles.
No, I like peanut butter sandwich, but that's it. No pickles at all.
Well, okay, I might. This might be a bit controversial here, guys. I actually think that might taste quite nice.
Sorry.
Well, you can have that then. We're not going to have it.
Yeah, well, it's funny enough sometimes.
Hey, you tell me it's disgusting.
Should I make one and we'll bring it in and see?
Yeah.
For the next episode.
Yeah.
What do you think, Steve? Will you have a bite of this pickle and peanut butter sandwich with me?
Yeah, if you insist.
Aw, thank you, Stephen. What about you two?
As long as you bring some more.
I love making a last quick.
Just play peanut butter, I'm good.
What do you say, Steve? As long as I bring?
As long as you bring some water afterwards.
Some water afterwards?
Yeah.
To get rid of the taste.
Yeah.
Like Pepsi.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. Coke.
Amy.
No.
Amy, can we have a Pepsi? We're going to try that.
Well, that's all the food combinations. So, okay, what do you guys take away from that one?
I love don't do too much.
Yeah. What about you, Amy?
Well, food. Be honest. After food is has to be your food.
I mean, you've got to learn to chew things, you know.
Fair enough.
Pretty gross with peanut butter, not ice cream and chips. No.
Well, that one is funny. The sugar.
That's American food.
And Michael.
What?
What do you think of all the food we just went through?
No, it's not that food disgusting, but...
You think it's a bit silly?
What else are we discussing, Greg?
Disgusting segment? What do you guys think? Should we ever do that again, or...?
No. Yes.
No? I was thinking for the next segment, maybe I'll bring some of those foods and you can all eat it.
Yeah.
One thing, it's going to be gluten-free.
As long as it's gluten-free.
No, I don't eat it.
All right, this is Run DMC.
On Spaghetti Vim. Can we do the shit? Can we do it too?
We'll be right back.
So, yep, we've got some fan mail coming in. Luckily, it didn't come in by mail train this time. Yes. So, here we go. Yes. First one is, Greg, we're out of hand towels in the men's room. Stephen. Ah, cool. Thanks, Stephen. Duly noted.
Okay.
Next one is, hey, guys, love the show. Just wondering, how do you guys choose the music and themes for your show?
Who was that from?
And that's from Janice.
Hi, Janice!
So, well, Amy, do you want to start answer that one first?
Yeah.
So, yeah, how do we choose? How do we choose?
Well, we found it from Spotify.
Yeah, we use Spotify.
And we're planning to have fires to the radio.
Yeah, well, yeah, so we use Spotify. It goes through our recording desk we've got here, and all of our DJs get to hear the music as it's coming through.
Yeah.
Stephen, how do we choose our themes?
We just come up with one. We talk about one.
Yeah.
The day before?
Yeah, yeah. And I guess what some people know, sometimes you and I just wing it, don't we?
Yeah. Like Amy, she just wings it too.
Yeah, we're kind of winging it at the moment. But the lovely thing is people don't know that.
No.
Until now.
Cool. Yeah.
Next one is, what do you guys like to do in your spare time when you're not doing the radio? That's from Jack.
Wow, Jack, I like to watch TV.
Oh, yeah? What are your favourite things on TV?
I like to watch Netflix.
Yeah, so you like to watch Netflix in your spare time?
Yes.
What about you, Amy, when you're not doing the old Speakeasy FM? What do you like to do?
Take it easy in my room.
Just chill out watch TV. There you go. So
I do really think so. It's something good. I'm not old, but I don't do anything.
You're pretty on Nana, though, Amy. Hi, Nana, Amy. I'm Stephen.
So it seems like all of our DJs like to watch TV in their spare time.
So. Yeah.
That's true. What is the hardest part about being on the radio?
We'll
call him Anonymous. What's the hardest part about being on the radio? From Anonymous.
There's no hardest part. Only if somebody's rude to you and they send you a weird message. Like Greg, he's a bit of a rude man.
So basically there's nothing bad about it except for working with Greg.
Yeah. I'm only joking.
No, you're joking. We're the two old men, aren't we?
Yeah.
What do you think, Amy? What's the hardest part about doing the radio?
It's not really hard, it's easy.
Amy just talks a lot in a booming accent.
Look, Steve, I know I'm not from Birmingham. My parents are.
Oh, yeah, you're actually born and raised in New Zealand. Well, born in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Raised Birmingham. And
actually, I was in England, so.
Birmingham's in England. But did you ever grow up in Birmingham or?
No, my mom did.
So born in New Zealand, raised in England and back.
We got a song.
Well, we've got one more.
Who's it from?
So a couple of your fans have been sending the show to a whole bunch of people just to get more people to listen.
Who were they?
And say what, you know.
Who were they?
To check out the show because people
does it say who they are?
A lot of great work. Well, I'm going to read it to you. So this is a letter we got back because one of your fans sent this over to someone else. And the response we got is, I'm so impressed with what I've seen on Art and Soul's website.
Who was that?
The work being done with differently abled young adults must be incredibly rewarding for everyone involved. And I love the idea of having a radio station. I am looking forward to tuning in and hearing Stephen, Amy and Michael on air and also Charlton's Jukebox.
Who was that?
Please pass on my very best wishes to everyone involved in the Art and Soul and Speakeasy FM.
Who was that?
Kindest regards, Jacinda Ardern.
Did she meet her?
Well, I don't know what
to talk about. Jacinda emailed us! I want to take a show, please, Greg.
There it is.
Jacinda emailed us! We got somebody!
So that's from Jacinda Ardern's office.
I love you, Jacinda! I love you, Jacinda! I love you. tell your partner I want to go out on a boat with him. I love him. Can I tell my mum?
You can. So we don't really get into politics or anything on the show. But all I will say is for one of the busiest people in New Zealand, you're right, Steve? It's very exciting, I know. Just to take the time to write this letter to us and sign it for us. Even, you know, if
you didn't mention tune in,
that means the world to the team and I here, so... Thank you so much, Madam Prime Minister. That means a lot to all of us.
I want to go and visit her so badly. I want to give her a big hug. I love you, Jacinda. Why don't we do a song with her? This is for Jacinda.
Tom Dusty.
I got your Cinder. The Cinder.
Kill them.
To Speakeasy Vim.
Hello, gentlemen.
We come to the end of another good show.
Yeah, it's not often we do shows like this, so but we'll they take a lot of work to get everyone in the same room, doesn't it, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
So keep seeing the fan mail and we'll read them out.
Yeah. Do you guys want to have any closing messages, Amy, Michael?
Thank you for listening to our radio and hear a lot of questions of you guys.
Yeah, and we love you for it.
Six cards I take it from Emily, quickly here, that Jeff and Uncle Don. Mom, Dad, I love you. Go off. Yes, my mom, fun of me.
I just want to thank, I want to thank my mom and everybody else who's supporting me doing it, and everybody else behind me, and the Prime Minister, and everybody. I love you guys. Unfortunately, a great friend of mine passed away last week, so I thought it would be a good opportunity. I'd like to dedicate the show from and play this song. Ave, you're a lovely, kind prince. You're a beautiful man. God bless you, and I'll miss you.
From everyone here at Speakeasy FM, thank you very much, and good night. See you next week. We are